VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israeli jet struck multiple buildings in a southern Lebanese coastal city, sending large clouds of black smoke into the air. Lebanon state-run national news agency reported that an Israeli strike on a nearby town killed three people. Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fired another barrage of rockets into Israel, including two that set off air raid sirens in Tel Aviv before being intercepted. Meanwhile, Hezbollah confirmed that Hashem Safieddin, a top official widely expected to be the militant group's next leader, had been killed in an Israeli airstrike. Turkey's Air Force has struck Kurdish militant targets in Iraq and Syria in an apparent retaliation for an attack at a key state-run defense company that killed five people and injured more than 20 others. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
An explosion and gunfire could be heard coming from the Turkish aerospace industry's headquarters near the capital city of Ankara Wednesday, killing at least four people and wounding more than a dozen others in what Turkey's interior minister called a terrorist attack.
Two terrorists, one of which was a woman and one of which was a man, were neutralized. Unfortunately, dear friends, we have four martyrs. We have 14 wounded. Three of the wounded are in critical condition.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan, alongside Russia's Vladimir Putin at a BRICS conference in the Russian city of Kazan, condemned the attack and accepted Putin's condolences. NATO, the United States, and the European Union also condemned the attack.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. The Israeli army has accused six Al Jazeera journalists covering the war in Gaza of also being current or former paid fighters for Palestinian militant groups. Al Jazeera rejected those claims made